Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Volume 3, Chapter the 2nd. A now grim life, yet more grimified.
Damnification and pastelment. My daughter and son-in-law are late, and I want to see my grandson.
You are fond of the child, sir?
I love him more than I love brandy or beef or punching a Frenchman.
I believe I hear them, sir.
You are late. And where is my grandson?
Father, please, quiet. He is asleep downstairs.
I am very disappointed.
Oh, poor uncle.
Well, that's slightly better. Should someone check on the child?
No need, though we have a splendid device to do that. Behold our new baby alarmer.
That is a piece of string.
This string is attached to a wooden dowel in the baby's room. One tug and the dowel comes out, freeing a wheel to move a mechanical arm which nudges a marble down the chute. That triggers a spring which releases a mouse who will run excitedly towards some cheese, pushing it down a hole and dropping it into a seesaw, thereby launching a lead weight into a jar of water which will shatter and splash all over a cat which, being startled, will screech loudly. The baby will be thoroughly alarmed, start to cry, and therefore we will know he's all right. All perfectly simple.
Shall we check on him now, dearest?
A gentle tug and...
See, he is perfectly happy.
Shall we continue your story?
What? I can't hear you over the sound of my apparently happy grandson.
I shall go and soothe him. I have shut him in a cupboard so he may learn self-reliance.
Excellent. Then we shall continue. Last time, you heard how my evil ex-guardian, Mr. Gently Benevolent, returned from the dead for the second time and attempted to frame me for murder. Failing in that scheme, he then kidnapped me and took me to an unknown location where I now sat bound in a darkened and sinister room.
So, Pip-Bin, you're at my mercy. And alas for you, I have no mercy.
What do you intend to do?
I have drawn up an agenda for our time together. Let me read it to you. One, pain. Two, more pain. Three, quite a lot of suffering. Four, coffee and biscuits. Five, pain again. Six, agony. And finally, seven, any other pain.
You are a monster, albeit an organized one.
His torturing started in a low-key way.
The salmon is a little overdone.
Have some wine with it.
But this is red wine. With fish. You fiend.
But it soon became crueler. He did unspeakable things to me with a range of instruments. He hit me in the face with a violin, pushed a clarinet further up my nose than he should have, and made me wear two tubas as earrings. The only comfort I had was the knowledge that my best friend Harry, wife Ripley, and sister Pippa will be striving valiantly to save me.
We haven't a second to lose. These crumpets are very nearly burnt.
How can you speak of crumpets when Pip is held captive by Mr. Benevolent?
Yes, I'd forgotten. You are right, Pippa. I must start work on a Pip-Bin rescuing device. Immediately. Now. Instantly. First thing tomorrow.
Alas, my poor husband is probably dead already. I'm almost certainly a widow now. A young, comely widow. Is it too early to go to parties and flirt with other men?
Yes!
You are right, dear sister-in-law. I must grieve for him first. I shall commission a memorial to dear, almost certainly dead, Pip.
Meanwhile, I was still in Mr. Benevolent's evil and hideous clutches.
Do you take milk?
Please.
And have a biscuit.
That's very kind of you.
Right, coffee break over. What's next? Ah, yes, more pain.
His torments became crueler yet. He gave me the latest best-selling...